MSNBC's Wallace, Trump is a grievance-obsessed dictator lover. By Pam Key on May 28, 2019. Tuesday on MSNBC's Deadline, White House. Anchor Nicole Wallace opened her show by saying President Donald Trump the grievance-obsessed dictator lover. Wallace said, "Hi, everyone. It's 4 o'clock in Washington, D.C., where Donald Trump just returned to the White House after a tour de force in Japan. Proving once again you can take the dictator-loving president out of America but you can't today grievance-obsessed dictator lover out of the American president." The trip went off the rails as so many scenes in this presidency do with a single tweet. The Washington Post's Ashley Parker reports, like many strategies to influence and contain the president, the carefully planned Japanese attempt hit something of a skid on Trump's first full day in Tokyo when Trump fired off a tweet in a single missive undermined his national security adviser, aligned him with a brutal dictator, and attacked a democratic rival on foreign soil. Here is the offending screed: North Korea fired off some small weapons, which disturbed some of my people, and others, but not me. I have confidence that Chairman Kim will keep his promise to me. And also smiled when he called Swamp Man Joe Biden a low IQ individual, and worse. Perhaps that's sending me a signal? She continued. Despite the backlash in response to the ridiculous statement, including from fellow Republicans, the president went further in a press conference yesterday. She added, Donald Trump didn't just look ridiculous. He didn't just debase the office, he looked weak by sucking up to a dictator. And he looked like a loser by failing on those big foreign policy and economic objectives they set out for themselves. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.